Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. I'm very pleased to be joined once again by the Executive Director of the Table CFC here in Perth, Mr. Ramsey Hart. Ramsey, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
And also joined today by a special guest, Mr. David Yerxa, who many people around these parts would know as an avid fundraiser and swimmer. David, thank you for being here.
No problem.
Well, we're going to start with David here, Ramsey. Maybe you can set the stage for us. Just recently, David went back into the water swimming for another great cause, right?
Indeed. We were really excited when David approached us with the idea of doing a swimathon for the table. I believe it's the first swimathon that anyone's done.
Yes, it is.
And so he, living in Charbot Lake, wanted to also support the Charbot Lake Food Bank. And so the Charbot Lake Food Bank, the table, and David all collaborated to hold a swimathon, which was recently completed and with great success. And I'll let David do the big reveal.
Please, David, how much did you raise?
Just a second. I'll get my binder and I can tell you.
Ramsey, it's amazing how people continue to step forward to help the table and to help these causes. We've talked about it before. The generosity of the community is always there. This is just one example.
Exactly, Bob. I mean, it's really heartening to know that the community is behind us and sees the work we're doing and really values it. And David and I, in discussing this event, had set a goal for him doing 25 laps and raising $2,500, which we thought was fairly ambitious. But as happens time and time again, as you say, with such a generous community, we set a goal and in this case, surpassed it once again.
So, David, yes. do you have those numbers for us, sir?
Yes, I do. It's 3,513. 3,513.
David, that's amazing. Congratulations. How does it feel to surpass your goal by $1,000?
I'm very happy for myself, and I'm very happy to do it for the community, or both the food banks.
Why did you pick the food banks, David?
I did it. Well, it's just I wanted to do something new. I was supposed to do it on I was supposed to do it on May the 17th, but I took a fall and I had to postpone it till the 28th of June. So then I did it then.
And you get a lot of help with these things, don't you, David?
Yes, through my passport workers. Through all my passport workers and also the community living as well here in Charbot Lake.
And how come you like swimming so much, David?
Well, it's good for my legs and I really enjoy doing it.
That's fantastic. Well, I just want to say congratulations once again. Ramsey, maybe you can expand on that a little.
Yeah, I'd just like to extend a big thanks to David and his support workers that made this happen, but also to the different businesses that allowed David to collect funds and supported him through this. So David asked folks for donations and pledges for a swimathon. And correct me if I miss any, David, but McDean's in Charbot Lake, at the Independent, Metro, and Giant Tiger, and Canadian Tire in Perth.
And Bob's in Charbot Lake, Petrocan.
At the Petrocan, great. And then also a huge thank you to the Perth Pool for hosting us.
David, what do you have to say to all of the sponsors and the people who donated money to make this a reality and such a success?
A great thank you to everybody who supported me.
That is fantastic. It really is. David, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. We look forward to announcing your next swimathon. We love doing that here at Lake 88. So please, the next time you're doing one, get in touch with us, okay?
I certainly will. It will be sometime in November for the Perth and District Indoor Pool.
Outstanding. Well, we will talk to you around that time, okay, David?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks again, David.
Thank you, Ramsey, as well.
So there he goes. David Yerxa and Ramsey, we talked about this. This is just one example of somebody who is giving back to the community and is it's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the generosity that you see.
Absolutely. We're so grateful to be in a community that really steps up and supports the community in this way. So, yeah, just one more example.
Yeah, and the work continues over the summer, right? We got to remember that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, many people are taking time off and taking breaks, myself included. Just had a nice 2-week canoe trip, but their work absolutely continues. And, you know, with the increasing rising prices of food and other essentials, we certainly are seeing a continuing sort of slow creep up in access of the food bank. And the meals have also been really well received. Just very, very busy for us over the summer. And also looking ahead to starting some of our programs again in September. We do cut back a little bit through the summer and some of the other programs, but looking at recruiting again for the fall for after school program, our cooking connections. Our drop-in kitchen continues through the summer, so that's 2 Thursdays a month that folks can just drop in and cook with us and enjoy a wonderful lunch that they've created with other community members.
Are volunteer levels pretty consistent throughout the course of the year with your organization?
There's always a bit of an ebb and flow over the summer. You know, we've got a call in on some other folks, and then we find in the winter, being a retirement community and lots of our volunteers are part of that retirement crowd, then some folks take extended trips over the winter. So but you know, we're fortunate, again, speaking to the generosity of the community, that you know, over the year we can get 140 people to come and help us out. And so we're always happy to receive new applications, and we'll slot people in as soon as we have a spot available.
I think it's a great opportunity as well for high school students, you know, whether it be during the school year or not. And I know that in some situations, people will come in and then they decide that they want to get into, you know, social service or some other way to give back to the community as a result of volunteering.
Absolutely. And we're happy to work with the local high schools, and their co-op programs in particular is a great way to get high school students in. We do have lots of inquiries around people fulfilling their 40 hours. And while we can sometimes accommodate that, we do ideally seek for a sort of longer term commitment for folks, for our program volunteers. But if there's a high school student that's interested in doing their 40 hours and then maybe thinking about continuing on with us, we'd be happy to chat with them.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention about volunteers before I sort of shift gears here?
No, just please come on in. We have a very just brief contact form we'll ask you to fill out, and then our volunteer coordinator. We're just in a bit of a transition between staff right now, but very soon we'll have our new volunteer coordinator up to speed, and we'll be reaching out to folks that express an interest in working with us.
Yeah, you're not going to turn anyone away.
Definitely. No, there's a spot for everyone at the table.
Excellent. I love that. That's a great expression. Now, when it comes to, and I know very little about gardening and so on, but I know the community gardens are something that we talk about at the beginning of the season. What stage are we at now? And do you expect to see, you know, a good harvest for the people that you serve?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're starting to see the fruits of all the amazing labors of our community gardeners coming in. So we've had some great harvests of lettuce and spinach already, and those have come in and been served at community meals and also distributed through the food bank. And then, of course, the gardeners are welcome to take home what they need as well. So, yeah, we haven't seen, you know, the tomatoes are still green and just coming up on the vine, but definitely lots of greens, some of the quicker growing things. And I mean, thanks to being able to irrigate our gardens, and we have a drip irrigation system that conserves the water, we haven't suffered through the prolonged dry and heat that we've had. So yeah, excited about many more things to come. I checked on the bees on Friday. It looks like we'll even have a good honey harvest.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is great to hear. And we know in conversations past with you that sometimes people plant and they get a heck of a lot more than they were anticipating. And they're like, what am I going to do with all these beans? Well, the table is an awesome place to drop off some excess produce. And you have a way to do that.
Absolutely. We would love anyone's fresh produce. You know, as long as, you know, we ask people to sort of put the filter on, is it, would you feed this to your family? Would you buy this if it was at a farmer's market or at a grocery store? And if the answer is yes to those questions, then please bring it by. And we'd be happy to make use of it. We had a community member whose husband is a romaine grower par excellence and brought us just a beautiful big box of romaine. It was a real delight to receive. So yeah, anything like that, we're happy to receive. And during regular business hours, people can just drop it off. But if it happens to be they've got something there in the evening or over a weekend, we do have a fridge out back that people can drop it off in to keep it fresh until we're back inside. And we check it regularly, but never hurts to let us know just to remind us that there is something there.
Excellent. Well, we're just about out of time here, so I wanted to leave the final words to you so that you could pass along any messages that you felt the community should know.
Well, thanks again to everyone's support for David's swimathon and in so many, many, many other ways. There is one more way that folks can support us, and you'll be hearing more about it coming up on Lake 88, but we're returning to doing a big annual fundraising event for the first time since the pandemic. So September 23rd, we'll be having our Harvest Moon celebration of food and community out at CC's on the Rideau. So stay tuned for more details about that here on Lake, as well as through our social media and email distribution networks.
Well, you always pick the most incredible spots to hold these things as well. So, I mean, it just showcases the local beauty too.
Absolutely. We're really excited. Aaron at CC's has been great and really an enthusiastic collaborator on the event. And what a beautiful spot to celebrate the end of the summer and bring folks together for a great cause.
Well, and Ramsey, we really wanted to speak to you today about Perth and everything that was going on at the table here. We've sort of focused in recent weeks on the developments in Smiths Falls, and we wanted to make sure that our listeners know that we remember Perth is a very, very important part of what you do. We'll have you on again. Absolutely. In the near future to talk about the updates in Smiths Falls when the relevant ones do pop up. So as always, my friend, thank you so much for being here. Very much appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity to connect with folks.
Ramsey Hart is our guest from the Table CFC here in Perth. I'm Bob Perreault. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.